Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A 21-year-old student at Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids has died of COVID-19 after battling the disease for weeks. According to the school, Ashley Hudson was studying education and aspiring to be a kindergarten teacher. State information shows that 6,401 Iowans have died of complications of COVID-19. 65% of Iowans 18 and older have been fully vaccinated. Floyd Valley Healthcare in Lamar is requiring all employees to get a vaccination by the first of next year. A representative with the hospital says medical and religious exemptions will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. Siouxland District Health issued a statement on social media concerning booster shots for COVID-19. It says the shots are not recommended for people 65 and older with normal immune systems. On Friday, an FDA committee voted to recommend boosters for that demographic, but the FDA and CDC still need to approve. A ransomware attack forced a cooperative of Iowa farmers to take their computer systems offline, just as harvesting is getting underway. A security researcher said the criminals had demanded almost $6 million. New cooperative that serves parts of Siouxland did not say whether or not it had paid the ransom. Nebraska lawmakers will have to negotiate new legislative and congressional maps now that both of the original Republican-backed measures have stalled in the unicameral. Opponents blocked the proposed legislative maps with a filibuster yesterday. The congressional maps stalled on Friday. A third public hearing for Iowans to express their thoughts on political boundaries is scheduled for tomorrow night at 6 p.m. online. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast in 26 minutes.